Good morning.
大家早上好。
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how does it work? Okay. Yeah, I got a good student there. Everybody says good morning to him.
大家一起祝那个小朋友说早上好。
I was told that the Japanese people, they are the most polite people, and that shows.
我听说日本人是世界上最有礼貌的民族，然后这个小朋友刚刚给我们做了很好的见证。
I am delighted, to come among you this morning.
我非常高兴今天早晨能够来到大家的中间。
And I'm very thankful that, the opportunity was extended to me by, your pastor and pastor's wife.
然后我非常荣幸可以受到牧师和师母的邀请来到这里。
And we have known each other for many years.
我们已经相识很多很多年了。
But we hardly have a chance to meet up like this.
但是我们很少有机会可以像这样的团聚。
So whenever you get an opportunity to meet up, and you are just grateful and thankful to the Lord, and just to see that you know, Sarah is in such a good health, it's amazing.
所以当有机会可以团聚在一起的时候真的是向我们的主献上无限的感恩因为这个机会非常难得也非常的感恩可以看到师母的身体这样的健康
And like Sarah said, over the past 4.5 years I've gone to, in fact I've gone to more than 100 Chinese churches
就像师母讲的在过去的4.5年的时间里将近5年的时间里我去了将近100多间教会
AndMost of them, if not all of them, are without pastors except your church.
其实我去过很多教会里面，除了你们这间教会之外，其实很多教会是没有牧师的。
And over the past 16.5 years, I've been ministering in Europe, in London, as well as Greater Europe.
那么在过去的16年多的时间里面，我主要的服事是在伦敦，在这个欧洲。
And there are 430 Chinese churches all around.
那么那里一共有大概430间教会，中国教会。
But less than 100 Chinese churches are with pastors.
但是实际上，其中只有少于100间的教会才有自己的牧师。
That means more than 340 churches are without pastors, and they are waiting. And are you willing to send your pastors to Europe?
所以也就是说，其实多达340间的教会是没有牧师的。所以呢，想问一下大家的许可，你们愿不愿意让你们的牧师师母去欧洲服侍那些教会呢
？Okay, if you agree, don't raise your hands.
所以如果你同意的话，不要举手哦。
Except one, all of you want to send your pastors off.
所以只有一个人，其他人全都同意把牧师师母送到。
That's not very nice of you.
这是很好呢，还是不好呢？
不好不好你们干嘛要把你的牧师送到欧洲大陆去呢 and I'm also very happy to meet your young pastor and 一博
并且我也非常开心可以在这里见到你们年轻的传道人一博
It's nothing that is more exciting than meeting up with young pastors and to see you know, the older oneAnd giving opportunity to younger ministers to work along, to serve along, to learn along, and to journey along. It's wonderful.
对我来讲，其实非常的荣幸，可以看到这些老的牧师、传道人，可以就是有机会来培养年轻的下一代，让他们一起在服事中一起同工。
And Fan Xin, and she was one of our church leaders back in London. And today she's serving the Lord together with me.
然后也是在伦敦的时候和陈牧师一起服侍，所以今天很感恩有机会我们又在这里一起为大家服侍，为主服侍。
And in fact, she just graduated. I went back to London. Let's see. I forgot. Was it in June? Yeah, it was in June, and she graduated from Bible school.
其实是在6月底的时候，我刚刚。
And she has, you know, she has her own business, but she was willing to let go of her own business and money-making business in London, but to serve the Lord because we are in need of Mandarin speakers.
在那之前我也有自己的一点生意，所以决定放弃，然后从而可以来全新的服侍神。
And she has a little daughter and she looks Japanese to me, but she says she's Chinese.
然后在后面呢就是我的女儿
Emily. Where are you, Emily?
Emily,
hi,
Emily.
Hi, Emily. Good to see you.
Emily, say hi.
Yeah, and Sule. Sule was one of our students in university campus ministry, and we, over the past, you know, 15, 16 years, we have seen hundreds of students coming to the fellowship, and she was one of them, and from China, but she's working in Tokyo, and what a wonderful opportunity to see her, as well as hopefully, who knows, God willing, you may have one more church member here, so it all depends on, you know, if you welcome her or not.
那么后面呢是苏磊，苏磊是在伦敦的教会，我们有十几年一直在服侍这个英国的这个大学事工，然后苏磊就是其中的一个学生，在这个大学校园事工里面，我们一共有将近上百个学生来欧洲，去欧洲留学的学生，那苏磊是其中之一，也是非常的感谢主，我们可以在东京相遇，然后看神的带领。
Not long ago when I was preaching in Switzerland.
那么不久之前我在瑞士讲道的时候。
And one sister, she came up to me and she was so loving and she said that, you know, Pastor, what kind of chemo are you doing?
然后呢一个很可爱的一个姐妹来问我说牧师你到底在
She was worrying for me that I was on chemo, but I look healthy. And she said that, you know, I haven't seen you for so many months. And my friend, after chemo, in 3 months, she got full head of hair. So what happened to you? Is your chemo working for you?
然后这个姐妹说你到底发生了什么事情？我有一个朋友，三个月化疗之后头发就长回来了，但是你到底是怎么回事？
So don't worry, okay? I'm not under chemo. I'm very healthy, like 师母。
所以不要为我担心，我没有在做任何的化疗，我像师母一样非常的健康。
In fact, you know, I think it was.Back in Springfield, not long ago when I went back, I got a discount for my dinner. And I asked the lady as to why I got a discount. She said that all the seniors get discount here.
其实当我还在春田教会的时候，有一次我吃晚饭的时候居然给我打折。然后我问为什么要给我折扣，那个女士说所有的老年人是可以得到折扣的。
Do I look that old to you? I went to the shopping mall with my godsons, Luke and Jimmy.
然后我去带我的轿子，然后去买东西。
And the lady said, "Wow, your grandchildren are so adorable."
有一位女士跟我说，哇，你的孙子好可爱。
Do I look younger than your pastor?
你们觉得我比你们的牧师年轻吗？
Yeah.
A little bit, yes. But anyway, this morning, I am very grateful and thankful that I'm allowed to share the Word of God. And why don't we turn to the Bible this morning? Let's turn to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew.
今天早晨非常荣幸来到大家中间，来一起分享神的话语。请大家打开圣经，我们一起来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew. And Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, and teaching in their synagogue, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
马太福音九章三十五到三十八节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音， 又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们应当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Bible tells us that Jesus went through all the towns and villages.
圣经上告诉我们说，耶稣走遍各城各乡。
How many of you have gone through all over Japan?
那么我们当中有多少人已经基本上走遍了所有的日本的各个地方？
Come on. You are so busy.
你们是不是都太忙了呢？
Our Lord Jesus is more, is he's the busiest among all of us.
但是耶稣在我们当中是见他是才最忙碌的那一个。
But yet he was able to go through all the towns and villages, all of them.
但是尽管如此，他还是可以走遍各城各乡。
You know, in Israel, in summertime, it can be just as hot as the weather here in Tokyo.
你知道在以色列的时候，在夏天的时候，可以是像现在这样的热，是这样的。
And to walk through all over Tokyo.From town to town, from village to village, from street to street, is torturing.
那么在这样热的天气里面，当你在东京从一条街走到另一条街，从一个区走到另一个区的时候，真的是非常痛苦的。
The last many winters, I spent my winters in Israel and in Jerusalem. The last few winters, we had much snow.
那么在过去的几年里面，冬天的时候我都是在这个以色列，在耶路撒冷。那么在过去的几年的时候，我们是在冬天是有下雪。
Even when it snows, our Lord Jesus went through all the towns and villages.
尽管是下雪的时候，我们的主耶稣也是一样的去走遍各城各乡。
Four and a half years ago,
四年半前
I decided to be a true disciple of Jesus.
我决定成为一个主的真正的门徒。
I said, God, I want to go through all the towns and villages as well.
然后我对主说，主啊，我也想可以走遍各城各乡。
And after 11 years pastoring the church in London, I said goodbye to them.
那么在伦敦服侍了11年的教会之后，我和他们告别了。
And I started my journey in Rome.
那么我的旅行是从罗马开始的。
And as Christians, I say, I must go to Rome because Paul was imprisoned in Rome and died in Rome. So as a Christian, I think it's a great opportunity for us to go. But we have many Chinese and so many thousands upon thousands of mainland Chinese students studying in Rome. So we should go to Rome.
所以呢，对我来说呢，我认为罗马是一个非常重要的地方，因为保罗在罗马坐监，保罗也死在罗马。
And Cyprus.We need to go to Cyprus as well because many of the scriptures in Bible talking about Cyprus. Barnabas come from Cyprus. And Paul and Barnabas, they went around Cyprus and many other places to do the work of God.
塞浦斯同样是一个重要的地方，像巴拿巴和保罗他们就去过那里。
And we have two Chinese churches in Cyprus. They don't have pastors as well.
那么我们有两间华人教会在塞浦路斯是没有全职服侍者的。
And after visiting and working among them, they say, "Can you stay? Can you stay?" I say, "I have stayed long enough in a couple of churches, but I want to move on."
那么我在那里服侍了一段时间，那里的人都希望我留下，但是我还是要继续。
And then I go on to Turkey, and there are so many Chinese as well in Turkey.
那么下一站我去到了土耳其，同样在那里看到很多很多的华人。
It doesn't matter where I go, there are so many people of our own kind.
无论我走到哪里，都会有我们的同胞。
And whether it is in Hong Kong that we have hundreds of students who went through London studying and fellowship campus ministry with us, and going to Hong Kong was meeting up and fellowshipping with so many of our familiar faces.
那么在香港的时候，因为有很多香港的学生到伦敦去留学，所以我在香港和他们有聚会。
But whether it is back in Springfield, perhaps Pastor and Sarah would recognize many of them. But anyway, and whether it is in Springfield or in Martinique, Guadeloupe, have you heard of Guadeloupe? Just a very small island, but there are so many Chinese working in Guadeloupe.
那么回到春天，有一个地方，光德路，尽管是一个小地方，同样有很多很多的。
And then I had the opportunity to serve in Zhanghua Dazhue for 3 months, and I enjoyed my time in Zhanghua. But they are in Norway, in Sweden, in Finland. There are so many Chinese, and what a great opportunity. And all of us don't get too busy in Tokyo. As beautiful as Tokyo is, let's go on and do the work of God. And whether it is in Switzerland, they are as well, just, you know, whether it is in Germany or in Aberdeen. And after your church here, in September and October, I'll be going back to Aberdeen, Scotland. And there are so many Chinese from mainland China in Scotland. And in Israel, there are tons of Chinese there as well. Oh, sorry. I get too excited.
所以我们看到图片上很多很多国家，丹麦、彰化、台湾，然后无论牧师走到哪里，都是很多很多的中国人。然后从这里服侍之后，牧师会继续回到苏格兰去服侍。And
do you know that in India and Kolkata, there are thousands of Chinese as well?
在印度同样也是有很多很多的华人。
Not in these pictures. I was working for 3 months in the school. They have English school, but it's providing for locals, very poor students. But there are thousands of Chinese and they all speak Hakka.
Wow.
Yes.
那么牧师在印度一间学校里面服侍，这间学校是提供教学给当地很贫穷的小朋友，然后那里人会讲客家话。And
my mom is Hakka.
然后我的妈妈就是客家人。So
speaking Hakka with them is like coming back home.
所以跟他们讲客家话，对我来说就像回到家里一样。And
then in Nepal, there are so many students and very, very poor, but these are all Bible school students. They are so young, but they decided to follow Jesus. They wanted to serve the mighty King.
那么在尼泊尔呢，看到这些年轻人，他们实际上都是神学院的学生，他们非常年轻，但他们决定来服侍神。But
anyway, I don't have all the time to show you the pictures of, you know, 100-some churches I've visited. But I just want to relate to you, not so much of all the countries I visited, but rather, there are so many people of our own kind, or other kinds, and God has given us the responsibility and the privilege to serve Him.
那么我没有时间给大家一一展示这些教会，但是我想跟大家分享的是，无论走到哪里，都有我们自己的同胞，然后也有其他不同的种族，但是这是神给我们的使命，给我们的责任来服侍他们。
Bible tells us that Jesus went through all the towns and villages.
那么圣经告诉我们，耶稣走遍各城各乡。
And I desire, God willing, to bring the gospel as well to many other places that I'm yet to visit.
那么同样对我来说，这也是一个我的使命，希望可以将福音带到世界上很多的地方。
You don't have to be a full-time missionary to go through all the towns and villages.
那么对于我们在座的每一位呢，其实你不需要成为一个全职的传道人。
But we are all ministers of God.
但是其实我们每一个人都是神的传道人。
If God has called you to be a minister of God in 阳光教会,
如果神对你的呼召是在阳光教会来服侍的话,
If God has called you to be a minister in Tokyo,
那么神是不是也是呼召你在东京来进行服侍?
And perhaps tomorrow God will call you as well to be in Kobe. I don't know where God is calling you.
也许明天神会对你呼召是到另外一个地方，我不知道神对你的呼召是怎么样。
It could be in Sapporo.
也许是在札幌。
It could be, it doesn't matter where, but as long as we are alive, as long as we're breathing, I pray that whatever profession, whatever gifts that God has given to us, we don't just serve our stomach, we don't just serve our family, but we serve the living God.
无论你在哪里，不论神的呼召是什么，但是我为大家的祷告是，我们可以用我们的才能，用我们的所有来为神来服侍，而不只是服侍我们自己的富足。And
for our young graduate like Sule, and I was just telling her, you know, God opens up the door for you to be in Tokyo for a reason.
像年轻人像苏磊这样，我刚刚跟他讲，我说神为你打开门，让你留在东京是有神的目的的。
Maybe to find a husband.
也许是找到一个老公。
No, just kidding. But more than that,
但是比他更加的充分。
God has a mission for you.
神对你是有他的旨意的。
And I'm sure it's not easy in Tokyo.
我知道在东京生活不是非常的容易。
But in difficult time, that we grow even more.
但是在困难的时候，实现我们的成长是更加的巨大。
Perhaps certain time in your life.Perhaps right now, you can't see. All is just dark.
也许在你生命中曾经经历，你什么都看不到，你能够感受到的只是黑暗。
But at the end of the tunnel, you will see the light shining.
但是在那渠道的尽头，你会看到那闪烁的光。
You will cling on to God even more.
你会更加的依附于神。
So Jesus went through all what? Jesus went through all the towns.And villages.
所以耶稣走遍哪里呢？耶稣走遍各城各乡。
He sent American missionaries to come to Malaysia many years ago.
他将美国的宣教士在很多年之前，他将美国的宣教士派到了马来西亚。
Very young couple, Dr. Gwines and Mrs. Gwines, they came to Malaysia many, many years ago.
非常年轻的一对伴侣，他们很多很多年之前，他们去到了马来西亚。
Malaysia is a Muslim country.
马来西亚是一个穆斯林的国家。
Not easy to tell people about Jesus.
那么在那里去宣讲耶稣是非常不容易的。
But they came anyway.
但是无论如何，他们还是去了。
Like your pastor started a church in Springfield, they started a church in Kuala Lumpur.
那么就像你们的牧师在春田建立了自己的教会一样，然后他们在
Kuala Lumpur, 吉隆坡，
他们在吉隆坡建立了自己的教会。
And I accepted Christ in Calvary Church.
那么我是在那里接受了主耶稣。
And little did I know that I would be called back to Springfield.
那么那时我根本就没有想到我会被呼召回到春田教会。
And here today I am meeting up with your pastor.
那么今天我会在这里和你们的牧师在这里聚会。
But we know that one day we will meet up in heaven.
但是我确切的知道是有一天我们会在天国再聚。
But before that, we still have work to do.
但是在那之前，我们在地上是有自己的使命。
It's a great honor to do the work of God.
所以被神过做工是多么大的一件荣幸。
Jesus loves us so much that he was willing. Doesn't matter how hot, how cold, how inconvenient, but he was willing to come to us.
耶稣是如此的爱我们，所以他不管如何的热，如何的冷，他都是永远的来到我们的面前。
And I pray that even as you are busy with your children, you are busy taking care with your elderly, you are busy studying, you are busy working, you are busy building a house, but don't get too busy because it's a great honor, it's a great privilege to share the love of Jesus.
所以我为大家的祷告是，不论你是多么的忙碌，也许你要忙碌照顾自己的小孩，照顾家中的老人，忙碌学习，或者是忙碌在自己的生意之上，但是我祷告大家的忙碌永远有一份空间来侍奉我们的神。
There are many churches today.
现在有很多很多的教会。
And there are many pastors today.
然后现在有很多的牧师。
There are many Christians today as well.
同样有很多的基督徒。
And we all wait.
然后我们都是在等待。
We all sit comfortably.
我们都是在舒舒服服的坐着。
We wait for people to come to us.
我们等待人们来到我们自己的面前。
But Jesus went.
但是耶稣走出去。
He doesn't want us to wait for people to come.
他也不希望我们在这里等待人们来到我们的面前。
It doesn't matter if you can't speak the language very well.
并不，无所谓你是否能够讲你这个很好的语言。
It doesn't matter whether you are bald or you are, you know, with beautiful hair.
同样，无论你是满头黑发，还是你是一根头发都没有。
It doesn't matter if you are tall or short.
无论你是高还是矮
doesn't matter if you are handsome or beautiful.
无论你是帅还是高富白
But God uses every single one.
但是耶稣神使用我们每一个人
If you say, I'm willing, God, use me, and God will use you.
如果我们说神啊，我愿意，请使用我，神就会使用你。
If Jesus would have waited, no person for help would come. I won't come to know him. If you, he would have waited.
如果神在等待的话，那么我知道我是不可能来到他的面前。
And in the Bible, it tells us that Jesus, he wants to send us from place to place to place to place.
同样在圣经中也说到，神愿意把我们差派出去，从一个地方到另一个地方。
And our Lord Jesus, over the past many years, when I was in London,
在过去很多年，当我在伦敦的时候
，And let's see, 苏磊有没有找到你自己呢？ And this is one of the universities. This is in Brunel, where 苏磊 went to university here. And so every Friday we have fellowship.
那么这是在伦敦的一间大学，是我们的校园施工，叫布鲁奈尔大学。在每一个星期五的时候，我们在那里有学生团契。
And then every Thursday as well, we meet in another university called Westminster University.
那么在每个星期四的时候，我们会去到另外一间大学，叫威敏。
And then there's another university in London University.
那么还有另外的其他的伦敦的大学。
And God has given our church in London a great privilege and to reach out to three different universities week after week after week after week.
这真的是神对我们的优待，让我们可以在伦敦的教会有机会来接触到这些大学。
But not just in London, all these are Chinese from mainland Chinese in Germany, in Aachen University.
那么同样，这些是来自于大陆的学生，是在德国的一间学校。
And I've helped them. They have no pastor as well. I go there about three, maybe four times a year for many years.
那么他们是没有全职的牧师的。我每年去他们教会大概三到四次的时间。
And every single time they ask me, can you come at least once a month?
然后很多时候他们问，你是否可以每个月都至少来一次呢？
But I say, I have to go to another one, and this is in Montpellier. This is in France.And there are so many mainland Chinese students there.
但是我还是要去其他的地方。那么这张照片是在法国的一个学校。
I don't just go alone. I bring many of my church members as well. The leaders, many of them have come with me to all these places.
那么每次我不是只是自己一个人去，很多时候我会带上我教会的这些领袖一起。
And these are young people as well in Amsterdam.
这是在阿姆斯特丹的这些年轻人。
These are all Chinese.
他们全都是中国人。
They are in everywhere. This is a Chinese. They don't have pastor as well. And this is another church in, let's see, Poland.
这是在波兰的另外一间教会，同样都是
华沙 Warsaw, a Chinese church, and they are still waiting for a pastor to come.
他们还是在依然在等待他们的全职的牧师。
And would you send 一博 to pastor them?
你们会不会把一博送过去呢？
They say yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's start the journey soon, okay?
好吧，让我们一起启程吧。
Our Lord Jesus, he took initiative. He went out from towns to towns and village to village. He was there to meet up with the Samaritan women.
那么耶稣走遍各城各乡，他很积极地走出去去接触人民。他在井边见到了撒玛利亚妇人。
Not just the Samaritan woman, but the fishermen as well when he was in Galilee.
不仅是撒玛利亚的妇人，还有这些渔夫。
But he was also spending time eating with tax collectors.
同样，他还在花时间和税吏在一起吃饭。
And people that, you know, the Jews, they hated the tax collectors, but Jesus was willing to spend time with those who are hated by the society.
那么对于犹太人来说，他们是非常痛恨税吏的。但是耶稣一样花时间和他们在一起。
But our Lord Jesus was meeting up with Paul the apostle on the Damascus journey as well.
那么同样，耶稣也在去大马士革的路上与使徒保罗相遇。
Think about it. Paul killed so many Christians. We don't want to be around with Paul.
想一想，当时保罗杀害了很多的基督徒，我们是否愿意在他的身边呢？
But Jesus was willing to come to Paul.
但是耶稣同样愿意来到保罗的身边。
And think about the prostitutes. Think about the blind. Think about the lame. Think about those who are hurting, those who are lonely. And our Lord Jesus was willing to spend time, taking time, sitting down with them, have a cup of tea or coffee, eating with them, welcoming them.
那么我们想一下，那些妓女、罪人、瞎子、瘸腿的人，还有那些生病的人，那些受到伤害的人，同样耶稣花时间和他们在一起，然后去欢迎他们。
And our Lord Jesus, he took time, he spent time in the synagogue worshiping with them.
而耶稣同样，他花时间在会堂里面和他们一起来敬拜。
He went to their weddings.
他去参加他们的婚礼。
He helped them in the harvesting time.
在农忙的时候，他来帮助他们一起收割。
And our Lord Jesus would laugh with them, and he cried with them as well.
然后我们的神和他们同哭，也和他们同喜。
He invited them to stay with him as well.
他也和他们一起的在一起。
I pray that we would say, God, I'm willing. I don't have much. I'm not so capable. I am a little Elvis. I am.A little boy that was born in a village in Malaysia. I don't have all the opportunities presented to me except Jesus who changed my life. And I said, God, I want to give my life back to you.
所以我的祷告也是，我们都是很微小的。然后对我来说，我只是一个小小的一个，从一个小村庄长大的一个小小的人。但是我愿意让神来改变我的生命。
And God gave me the opportunity to study in America.
然后神给我这样的机会，让我可以在美国读书。
He gave me the opportunity to study in Bible school.
然后神也给我这样的机会，让我可以在神学院去读书。
Not only in America, but also in Malaysia. I went back, I studied in Malaysia as well. I got to know so many pastors in Malaysia.
不仅仅是在美国，同样我也可以有机会在马来西亚的神学院去读书。同样，我可以在那里认识到很多很多的牧师。
Many years ago, I was paying about $60 one credit, but in Malaysia, $3 one credit. So I don't know how much they charge here.Those days, I paid just $3 per credit. It's so cheap to study in Malaysia.
那么很多年前，当我在美国学习的时候，我要付$60去学一个 credit。那么当我回到马来西亚的时候，相当于只需要付$3一个 credit， 所以非常非常的便宜。
Not just for money, but for exposure, for opportunity, for networking, for getting to know people.
那么不仅仅是钱，而是这样的机会，这样的。我可以认识到更多的人。
I don't know where you got saved.
我不知道你们是在哪里得救的。
I don't know who are the people God is entrusting to you.
我不知道神派了什么样的人来到你的身边。
But every day, God allows so many people to come around us.
但是每一天，神允许许多许多人来到我们的周围。
We don't have the time to talk to everyone.
我们没有时间去和每个人讲话。
But every season, even every day, God would have one special person, perhaps two, for you to share the love of Jesus.
但是在不同的季节，甚至在每一天，神可能会派一个特殊的人来到你的身边，让你和他来分享神的爱。
Jesus went, and then Jesus saw. Unless you go, you won't be able to see.
那么耶稣走出去，同时他也看到。如果你不走出去的话，你是没有办法去看到。
We see tons of people, millions of people, thousands of people every day.
每一天我们见到的人是不可计数。
But we see them like trees.
但是我看他们看起来就像树一样。
We see them as inconvenience to us.
我们看他们觉得对自己并不是非常的方便。
We see them as competitors.
我们看他们视为自己的竞争者。
We see them as people who cause problems to us.
我们认为他们可能会给我们带来麻烦。
We see them as rich people.
我们看他们觉得他们比自己更有钱。
We see some as uneducated that I have no time to spend with.
我们看到很多的人是没有教育、受过教育的，我们没有时间去和他们在一起。
We see them and we quickly come to the conclusion, no, they are not ready for the gospel.
我们见到他们，我们很快就下了结论，没有，他们没有预备好来接受福音。
When I was in London for many years and for a good more than 10 years,
那么当我在伦敦的时候，我在那里待了超过十年的时间。
Every Wednesday, without fail, every Wednesday, we went behind bars.
那么每一个星期三的时候，我们是会去那些监狱里面。
And we have the opportunity, the best place to do ministry, not on campus, but the best place to do ministry is in the jail.
实际上，最好的地方去服侍就是在监狱里面。
Because they are our people, they are all Chinese.
他们都是我们的同族，他们都是中国人。
Thank God, most Chinese people are good people.
感谢神，大部分的中国人都是好人。
But there are few Chinese people.
但是那里也有少数的人。
They kill other people.
他们会杀人。
They sell drugs.
他们会卖毒品。
They do illegal stuff.
他们会做一些违法的事情。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗?
If God would have given an opportunity to Paul, God would have given and he would have loved every single one of them as well.
如果神可以给机会给保罗的话，那么神的爱一样也会给其中的每一个人。
So we thought, God, what can our church do?
所以没有，如果没有神的话，我们的教会可以做些什么呢?
And after praying about it,
然后我们祷告之后,
after visiting them the very first time many years ago,
在很多很多年当我们第一次去探访他们之后,
before I left the prison,
在我离开这个监狱之前,
they kept saying that, Elvis, can you come back? Can you come back? We need your help.
那么他们说, Elvis, 你能回来吗? 我们需要你的帮助。
Because most of them don't speak English, even though they have lived in London for many years, but they have been locked up now.
那么对于他们来讲，其实他们尽管他们在伦敦生活很多年，很多人是不会讲英文的。
Even the easiest documents they can't even understand or read.
即使是最简单的文件，他们也不没有办法去明白。
And I thought I can do something.
然后我在想，其实我可以做点什么。
I'm sure you can do something as well.
所以我在想，你也可以做点什么。
You don't have to go to the prison in London.
你不需要到在伦敦的监狱里面去。
But we have many prisons here in Tokyo as well.
但是在这里同样也有很多的拘留所。
But it doesn't have to be prison.
同样不一定非要是监狱拘留所。
I believe that there are many places and every single church and every single individual, God has a special calling for us and we need to know what is God calling me to do.
我相信对于每间教会甚至对我们每个人来讲神都会放在一个特殊的地方给我们让我们明白我们需要做些什么
And all these people when you meet them you listen to all their stories
当你和这些人遇见的时候你倾听他们的故事
It's just like 红姊妹
就像红姊妹一样
And just listening to her story
只是倾听她的故事
And everyone has a story to tell
那么对于我们在座的每一位每一个人其实你都有自己的故事
including all these being locked up people
也包括这些被关起来的人
now God is giving them opportunity to come to him
现在神给我们机会可以去走进他们
I have led more people to Christ and baptized them in the prison more than in the churches
对我来讲在监狱里面的事工我带领了更多的人信主，给更多的人受洗。相对来讲，其他的事工
，because they are in desperate need，
因为他们是如此的绝望，他们如此的有渴求。
Where is God calling you？
那么神对你的呼召是什么呢
？Do you know that you would not be satisfied, you would not be fulfilled, you would not have abundant life until you recognize God's calling for you？
你知道吗？对于我们每个人，你是不会得到满足的，因为除非你明白了神在你生命中的呼召是什么。
Even if you make the most money, or if you win the world, but if you don't share the love of Jesus, you will never experience abundant life.
你知道吗？即使你有很多很多的钱，即使你赢得了全世界。但是如果你没有能力去分享神的爱，你是不会享受到一个丰盛的生命。
Four and a half years ago,
四年半前
I decided to recycle most, if not all of my belongings I collected for many, many years.
我决定将我大部分的私人用品，大部分的个人用品全部的回收。
And for four and a half years,
那么在过去的四年半的时间
I only have one carried on
我只有随身的一个行李箱
No check in
不需要去托运行李
Just bring it into the plane, and I can travel anytime. If there's a fire tonight, I can run anytime. I hope not tonight.
所以我只是拉着我的拉杆箱，然后我可以飞到世界上的任何地方。如果有火灾的话，我可以迅速的带着我的个人物品逃离。当然，我希望这个事情不会发生。
And I'm happier.
然后我从来没有这样开心过。
And I'm more contented.
然后我是如此如此的。
I'm more fulfilled.
然后我觉得我的人生得到了满足。
And I begin to taste the meaning, the significance of abundant life.
然后这个时候我开始明白丰盛的生命的意思是什么。
But even after 4.5 years, I feel like I'm tasting just a tiny little bit of what the kingdom really is.
但是对我来说，经过了四年半之后，我觉得我所尝到的只是天国滋味中的一小点点。
After 4.5 years, I've only traveled to 35 countries, but there are more than 200 countries in the world, more than 1 million islands in the world. I want to go to as many places to share the love of Christ.
那么四年半的时间，我才走了30多个国家，但是我知道还有很多很多的国家，很多很多的地方，我想要去。
Let's start today.
让我们从今天开始吧。
And right here in 阳光教会。
然后从阳光教会开始。
From Tokyo.
从东京出发。
It doesn't matter whether it's the alley or on the street. It doesn't matter whether you're in the plane or in the train. But as long as you have the heart open, and God can use all of us.
无论我们是走到哪里，无论我们是在哪里，但是只要我们有心为神服事，神都会使用我们。
So Jesus went, he saw, and he had compassion.
所以耶稣走出去，他看见，同时他也有怜悯。
Unless you go,
除非你走出去，
you won't be able to see that what is truly happening in people's heart.
你没有办法看到在人们的心里面真正发生了什么。
What you see right now is a bald person.
那么在你的面前现在你能看到的只是一个秃头的人。
What you see right now is someone who is not as handsome as 一博。
你看到的是有人不像一博这么的帅。
What you see right now is someone who is aging, someone who is being called as grandpa.
现在你看到的这个人是已经开始变老，然后被人叫做爷爷的人。
Or maybe some of you see me, look at me, you say, wow.He is, you know, so energetic. Wow, he's happy. Wow, he's having such a great life.
也许你看到我，你认为哇，他很开心，他一定的生活非常非常的美好。
Perhaps deep inside, I'm full of tears.
但是在我的内心深处，充满了泪水。
I am lonely.
我非常的孤独。
I'm in need of your friendship and concern.
我需要你的友情，需要你的关怀。
And how many good-looking people they are going through divorce?
那么你知道有多少他们看起来很美好的人，他们在经历离婚
？How many rich people who are so poor in their spirit?
那么那些看起来非常有钱的人，在他们灵里面是如何的贫穷
？So not until when you see them, it's really difficult to have compassion.
所以你要真正的看到他们，你才会对他们有怜悯。
It is not being pitiful and give them a few dollars to take care of their tummy right now, but Jesus had compassion on them. His heart was moved. Even in tears, he cried for them. He prayed for them. He helped them.
不仅仅是短暂的怜悯，给他们一点钱，让他们填饱富足。而是耶稣真正的有怜悯，耶稣和他们在一起，为他们祷告。
Sorry. And lastly, as I end here.
那么最后。
Thank you. And Jesus pray, asks us, don't go yet, don't go yet. Start praying. Unless you pray, if you try to do the work of God too quickly, you will be in trouble.Because there's too much needs out there. So God wants to prepare us. He asks us to pray. Pray for what? Pray to the Lord of the harvest. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers.
那么在你走之前不要着急，耶稣要我们第一件事情要做的是要祷告，因为如果你着急出去的话是非常困难的，因为外面的需求非常非常的大。所以耶稣说你要先祷告，那么向谁祷告呢？耶稣说你要祷告庄稼的主。
So pray to the Lord of the harvest, and because the harvest is plentiful, why do we pray? Because the harvest is a lot, plentiful.
那么为什么要祷告呢？因为要收的庄稼非常的多。
We pray because there are so few workers.
那么我们祷告因为做工的人非常的少。
I didn't say that. Bible tells us they are. Jesus said that they are.Few workers.
这不是我说的，这是圣经告诉我们的。耶稣说，做工的人少。
But Jesus also said that you, each one of us, we are workers for the Lord.
那么同时，耶稣也说了，我们中的每个人都是神的工人。
Why do we pray? Because now is the time for the harvest.
那么我们为什么祷告？因为现在就是收割的时候。
Why do we pray? Because Jesus says that.The harvest is already ripened. It is time for harvesting. If not, you will be too late.
那么为什么要祷告？因为耶稣说庄稼已经熟了，现在就是收割的时候，否则就太晚了。
I remember over the past, 30 years, I've been doing campus ministry.
那么我记得在过去的30年里面，我在做学生事工、校园事工。
In Springfield, when I was still in Springfield, I remember one incident I can never forget.
那么我记得在春天的时候，我记得经历过一件事情，我永远都不会忘记。
A young man from China, and he was 32 at that time, and he was doing his PhD in Springfield University.
那么一个年轻的人，他是从中国来的，他在那里读博士，他32岁。
And he started to come to our fellowship.
那么他开始来到我们的团契。
But he hasn't accepted Christ yet.
但是他还没有接受主耶稣。
I was talking to him on the phone.
我当时和他在通电话。
On Tuesday.
在星期二的时候。
And he told me that he's free on Wednesday.
他说他星期三有时间。
I say, okay, I can come and meet you at 10 o'clock.
我说那好吧，我会早上十点钟来见你。
At 9:45, I called him.
那么在9:45的时候，我给他打电话。
And his landlady, American woman, picked up the phone.
那么他的房东是一个美国一个女人，她接的电话。
I say, I'm here to see one of your tenants, Jing, and I wanted to come here before 10 o'clock. I had an appointment.
我跟她说我要来见你的其中一个房客 Jing, 然后我跟她有一个约会，我们约的是十点钟。
The American lady told me that your friend died in his sleep.
那么这个房东跟我说，对不起，你的朋友在他熟睡的时候死去了。
How could it be possible? I was talking to him last night.
这怎么可能呢？我昨天晚上还在跟他讲话。
I'm sorry, but he died.
然后房东说，我非常抱歉，但是他确实死了。
I drove to his home.
所以我赶快开车赶到他的住处。
There were a few police.
那里有几个警察。
I was not allowed to go into his room.
所以我是不允许进到他的房间的。
And we conducted a funeral for him.
然后我们为他举办了葬礼。
And his father and mother, parents flew to United States.
所以他的父母一路的飞到了美国。
How do you comfort a parent who have only one child, only one son, and doing?His PhD, doctorate study, waiting for him to come back, but he died.
你是如何能够安慰到这样的父母呢？这是他们的独子，而且他是在美国读博士，你如何去安慰他们？
I don't know how to comfort them.
我不知道如何去安慰他们。
I don't even know what to say.
我甚至都不知道跟他们说什么。
I can only cry together with them.
我只能和他们一起的哭泣。
But he wasn't the only one.
但是他不是唯一的一个。
Every day, thousands of people passing through this world.
每一天，非常非常的多，人的非常非常多的人逝去。
Recently, I lost a good friend of mine who is only 28.
最近我失去了一个非常好的朋友，她才28岁。
When she was delivering her baby in the hospital, she died.
当她在医院里面待产的时候，她死了。
I don't know how to comfort her parents.
我不知道如何可以安慰她的父母。
She lived in London, but her parents came from Springfield, and we have known each other for many years. I have saw her. I've seen her growing up.
她在伦敦，但是她的父母是在春田。我认识他们很多年，我是一路看着她长大。
And your guest speaker last month, Dr. Lim.
然后你们的这个
Stephen Lim, remember? And I went with mission with Stephen and Yan, his wife, and also their daughter. We went together to Belize in Central America. Their daughter was beautiful, beautiful, bubbly, and helping up with students, little one. And tomorrow we have little one. She would be the perfect person. But when I heard that she died as well in the hospital, I couldn't believe it.
那么很多年前我和他们一起去宣教，但是他在医院里面失去了，我真的很难很难相信。
But many, many, many more every day. We don't know why.
但是每天都有很多很多这样的事情发生，我们不知道为什么。
But God is reminding us the harvest is ripe.
但是神在提醒我们，庄稼已经成熟了。
God is constantly knocking.At the door of our heart.
一直在不停地在敲我们的心门。
We say, wait, I'm not ready yet.
我们对神说，等一等，我还没有准备。
I'm busy.
我太忙了。
I have more important things to do.
我还有很多非常重要的事情要去做。
But today, God is inviting us.
但是今天神在邀请我们。
He's inviting us.
他在邀请我们。
He's not condemning us.
他没有谴责我们。
He's inviting us.
他在邀请我们。
He's our Abba Father.
他是我们天上的父。
He wants us to taste the abundant life.
他想我们去品尝丰盛的生命。
He wants to fill your heart to the overflowing.
他希望他的爱可以填充我们的心房。
He gives you the joy of holding your first baby.
他给我们的这种感受，如同我们抱着怀中抱着自己。
But he wants to.Give you as well the joy of leading someone to Jesus.
他希望我们可以品尝到领人信主的这种喜悦。
He wants to give you the abundant life by caring for a young person, or an old person, or a lonely student, international student, right in this church as well. So let's do the work right here.
所以他希望我们可以品尝到丰盛的生命，通过我们对他人的照顾，照顾年轻人，照顾老人，照顾那些学生，让我们从今天开始。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你，感谢你在今天的早上向我们来说话。我们感谢你在主借着你的话语，一次又一次敲着我们的心扉。主，你愿意进到我们的生命来，你愿意和我们同在，你愿意赐给我们乃是丰盛的生命，不只是生命。主啊，你不愿意我们只是为了工作而忙碌，你不愿意为着我们的小家庭，虽然我们有如此的责任，但是主，你愿意，你愿意把你的亮光照耀在我们心扉里头，你愿意带入主爱在我们的婚姻，在我们家庭，你愿意在我们跟孩子之间有一个正常美好成长的沟通条件方式，你愿意来医治我们，你愿意和我们同行这人同行这人生的道路。主，你愿意陪伴着我们，因为你就是我们最知心的朋友。我们愿意相信有你和我们在一起，主啊，就已经完完全全的满足，因为主，你就是我们的一切。主，我们的小信你不轻看，你愿意提拔我们，你愿意增加我们的信心。主，你给我们工作，你给我们家庭，不是要我们忙得乱七八糟。主，你愿意在这时刻进入我们的生命，你愿意与我们同在。当我们低着头祷告的时刻，我不知道在我们当中若有一位 有两位你还没有真正的接受耶稣做你的救主，若你这时刻你也愿意接受耶稣到你的心中，他在敲着你的心门，你是否愿当没有一个人东张西望的时候，这是你跟主的关系，你不确定你跟主的关系，但是你今天要完完全全的确定，你不需要完美，但是你需要确定说我今天接受耶稣做我个人的救主。我们每一个人眼睛闭着的时刻，没有人东张西望的时候，有没有这样子的一个人，请你举起手，快快的，我们就要结束机会了。有没有这样子的一个人，你愿意接受耶稣做你的救主？我们是否每一个都已经是信徒呢？我们当中每一个都是信徒，你不需要再举手，但是若你还没有信耶稣，请你这时刻赶紧的举起手来，我为你做一个接受的祷告。有没有一位？看来我们当中已经都接受了耶稣做救主，感谢主。若还没有的话，赶紧，不要再等候，不要再等明天，不要再等明年，因为现在就是美好的机会。有没有这样子的一位？主愿意欢迎你，邀请你进入他的爱中。哈利路亚。若我们都已经是信徒，感谢主。好，今天我们都已经是信徒的，我们当中继续的低下头来，我们在祷告的时候时刻，你知不知道这时刻神也敲着我们的心扉，邀请着我们来尝他的丰盛。哪方面的丰盛呢？我们说，主啊，我愿意，我就在这里，让主你来使用我们。明天我们就开始了小朋友的假期暑假班，主啊，我愿意被你使用，来关心，来爱一个小朋友，不需要什么特殊的恩赐，不需要什么特殊的专长，我们是有老人家需要我们来关心，有牢房 里头的人需要我们去探访，有校园里头的学生，有大学到 外地到来的学生需要我们去关心。我们的家并不大，我们的客厅很小，但是我们的心仍然有空间来邀请他们一起的用茶，一起的用饭。我们知道我们主耶稣基督愿意用我们，哈利路亚。我们是否愿意把生命完完全全的交托主耶稣？我们愿意，我们向你承认我们不足，但是我们愿意。你看到我们弟兄姊妹在他们的座位上，他们愿意把生命交托主，愿你怜悯我们，愿你拣选我们。就在这时刻，我们愿意被主使用，我们愿意出去，我们愿意看见主你所看见的，我们愿意有一颗怜悯的心，我们愿意学习祷告。主啊，差遣我们。感谢我们的主垂听我们不足的祷告，乃是奉我们的爱主耶稣基督名求，阿们。谢谢弟兄姊妹们今天给我有机会在你们当中来分享神的信息，谢谢牧师，这个是我